Clyde, while I have a chance here, J.E. Maynard wrote me a letter and said, Teddy, you hello. He couldn't come up.
Well, but I haven't seen him in about 100 years either.
Yeah, you used to work with Maynard's
Wade,
Mountain.
Yeah.
Wade, that's
Wade
who.
Maynard, yeah.
Where did you first hear the guitar played? Now, I'm not talking about the first man you saw do it. On radio or what, that you heard this guitar and wondered what a man was doing.
I guess it might have been, I was maybe 7 or 8 year old, not on radio, you know.
Yeah.
But there was a fella in my hometown played a 12-string guitar. Mm-hmm. And so that's the first one that I tried to learn on was a 12-string.
12-string. Well, what caused you to use as many fingers? And we, I'm writing a book, I call it Flogging the Guitar. What caused you to do it that style?
Well, it's hard to explain, I guess, because I tell you, when I first went to work with Bill, there was only Monroe and myself and a fiddle player on the Grand Ole Opry for maybe a year or so. And you had to play hard in order to sound full.
Awesome.
And that maybe that's the reason for Monroe playing such hard mandolin, you know. And I think maybe that would be it. We'd go out on the road, Bill can vouch for this many times, and people say, well, where's your other guitar player? Monroe said, I don't have but one, just Clyde.
Yeah.
He said, well, on the Grand Ole Opry, it sounds like there's two of them. And I'd beaten the fool out of both of them, wasn't I?
Yeah, you was doing a fine job. I used to listen. In learning, if a boy wanted to learn, now, of course, we have some of the other boys that use maybe a thumb and one finger, uh-huh. and some use a straight pick and all. In learning, how would be the best way to learn to play like you do? And I notice when you're playing, you'll have maybe three strings that are still vibrating
mm-hmm.
Because you've hit one, then the other, and then the other before the first one stopped. How would a boy learn to do that? How would he learn to do it?
Well, it's a sound that he can pick up by himself playing the guitar. Just continue to practice
now,
when it comes to you.
On the up on the neck, do you just still chord like you would like the other boys
do? Oh,
then?
Yes.
But you just play.
It's your rhythm, you know.
Rhythm.
Mm-hmm.
And play, just use more fingers, actually keep more notes in that.
That's right. You got your thumb going and your fingers coming, you know. Mm-hmm. So you play that.
Any questions for Clyde?
Probably.
Yeah, Jim.
On the Mule-Skinner Blues that they recorded, is it true that Clyde, that you and Bill both were playing the guitar on that?
No, I was playing the mandolin on there, and Monroe was picking the guitar. That's right. That sounds not even logical, but it's true.
Well,
yeah.
Both of you made a fine change, you know.
Oh.
Well, do us another one and something that I tell you, I've got a request because you know we've traveled together, and maybe these boys, I don't know whether they've ever seen Clyde Moody. But John Henry, to me, because you do, I believe you put
man.
A minor in that.
Yeah.
And I don't want to even put you on the spot. If you just do a little of that, I believe they would enjoy it.
You've been used to playing it sitting down. I was missing the whole thing because I've been used to sitting down playing. You know, as you grow older, why you have to sit down and play. And we'll play one more here, a blues thing that I wrote many years ago. Let me get this down a little bit. Maybe I can do it a little. Get an E chord, boy. And maybe... Thank you. It's all yours, man.
Thank you.
Clyde Moody.